Anybody praying for me out there this morning? Our message this morning is entitled, Forgiveness is Good for Your Soul, and It Brings Glory to God. Forgiveness is good for our souls, and it brings glory to God. How many in the house are you are sold out with your life about bringing glory to God? Anybody in the house this morning realize that what God wants from you is the glory. God wants to get glory out of your life in my life. God wants us to shine. Let me tell you something. As a Christian, and I said this last week when I was coming through the door, that all we do that God wants us to do, our to-do list is down here. This is where we earn our rewards that we're going to cast at the feet of Jesus. Now, that's not a little thing. If you didn't know it before, don't wait till you get to heaven and say, I'm gonna gain my crowns when I get to heaven, but I'm gonna live like hell right down here. No. Everything is right in heaven. Everything's not right down here. But God made us his righteousness down here. And he wants us to mimic Jesus. You know, me and you, we don't always act like Jesus, do we? Some of y'all right now, you got so much mess. It don't mean a hill of beans, whatever you're thinking about now, compared to Christ. Now, I'm talking about compare it to now. I'm not just talking about it don't mean that, because it means something to you. But it doesn't mean, don't mean that much. When you put that right now in Christ's space and make that the thing that holds your interest and not Jesus Christ. See, we got to come to a point like Paul. Paul says, if I live, it's Christ. And if I die, it's gain. It's a gain because if I die, I'm going to be with the one that I love down here. It's Christ. But when we don't fully understand that, we leave too much room in the Christian life for a whole lot of other things, a whole lot of temporal things to place on the throne of God. Not that you don't need certain things, but none of those things should be on the throne of God. Are you sad today? Are you happy today? How you feel today? What's going on with you? Huh? You all right? Is God still all right? Huh? All right, wake up in here. I didn't finish my coffee neither. Amen, amen. Now, brothers and sisters, when you and I refuse to forgive one another, that offense can fester in our hearts, and we cannot confine it within our souls. Rather, it ends up spilling over into our other relationships. You know, like incense. Anybody know about incense? I don't know how many folk use incense today, but back in the day when the folk was smoking weed and stuff, everybody had incense. And I'm just being truthful. But an incense, if you burn that in your house, doesn't matter what room you in, it's gonna spill over to the whole house. So when someone walk in, you may be burning it in the bedroom, but when they walk in your house, you burn it long enough, you're gonna smell that thing all through the house. That's just the way it is. It can't be confined to one room. But it goes everywhere, light up everything. Our bitterness poison relationships. No matter how determined we are to keep it confined to our hearts, nursing an offense quite literally blinds us to our own faults. You see, you can nurse something happened to you 40 years ago. You're still nursing it. And if anything looked like that thing, it reminds you of what happened to me 40 or 50 years ago because I'm still nursing it. And when I nurse it, I give it nourishment. I keep it alive. But the very thing that I keep alive disgusts my God. So I got a problem once I become a new creation. Once I become a new creation, God then and only then give me a to-do list. He give me something to do down here, all right? And if I don't accept it that way, I'm going to nurse those things because I didn't do what God told me to do with it. And it's going to fester, and it'll poison your whole body in relationships. See, a lot of times there are some relationships that are poison that's coming from us. And the people that we are spreading that to, they have nothing to do. Someone wasn't even alive back then. And we have to really be on the lookout for that. Now look with me in Ephesians 4. 31 and 32. Are you going to put that up for me, Steve? Or I don't know whether I'm going to read from my Bible or you going to help me here. Did I give it to you? Okay, we're gonna read right on down to 32. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of us speak truth with his neighbor. See, once you become saved, he's talking to saved people here. He's talking about people that who have been made alive, who have been quickened. See, this is the book of Ephesians. Am I right about it? You've been quickened now. See, a lot of our orders or our to-do list, you don't get when you're dead and trespassing in sin. But once he make you new creatures, he give you new marching orders. Are you with me? He says, okay, therefore putting away lying, okay, let each one of us speak truth with his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Now, you need to mark and highlight that. It's one body of believers. one head, and that's Christ Jesus our Lord. So he's speaking to the believer here, letting us know how he wants us to act. You know, this is where the conflict comes in with us. When we see this, what the word of God is saying to us, the conflict comes in with the flesh, because the flesh and the spirit is at war, and I'm right about it. There's a fight going on within me, so when God tell me what he want, my flesh is still telling me what it wants, and it's telling me be true to it. And sometimes we get so relaxed, even as believers, to a point that some of you guys are not even listening to me now. Your mind is just floating. And I'm telling you something. It's very dangerous, because God is speaking to us today in a powerful way. And some of the things we don't get answered, or we don't understand what's going on, because we are not listening. And therefore, if I'm not listening, don't ask me to take heed. You see, if we can get one person to say, you know, as for me, I want to know more and more about what God expects of me. I want to hear from God. I want to know what heaven is saying today. And you become attentive, biblically content, attentive to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church, I'll guarantee you, he will feed your soul. Man. He will quench that appetite, and you can leave this place knowing that you have heard from the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? See, you press your way out today. You say, getting up early ain't gonna stop me from going to the house of the Lord. Huh? Even if I'm a little late, I'm still coming. And guess what? God gave you traveling mercies, and you are here. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor. I'm here. Hustle, bustle didn't stop me. I'm in the house of God. And I'm where I want to be. And now I want to hear from God. Are you with me? All right, let's get back to the word of God. I'm gonna read down here, but I want to key off on a couple of scriptures as I go down. He said, now, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Now, nor give place to the devil. Now, God is saying, now, I know some things will make you angry, but you ain't got no business being angry year after year after year after year. And once we do that, we nurse stuff like that, we embrace stuff like that, we ignore our own fault. See, if I'm so concentrated on what you did, I'm going to have little time about what I'm doing. That's why when you get busybodies, you get folk, they locked in onto what you doing or not doing, and they spread it, they talk about it, they're occupied with it. But God said, watch out. Once you do that, I can't get into you. Because whatever you heard is about somebody else. They need to have been here today. I wish so-and-so had heard this. Because they don't forgive. But I'm going to tell you what you do, and you might not even understand it. You're not realizing. See, God says, the whole body of Christ is mine. And I want you to know you guys have a relationship with one another. I'm telling you how to treat one another. Now, the very reason that God got to tell us how to treat one another, even that he saved folk. Hang with me now. See, Dad, a lot of saved folk can tell you, everything is all right with me. You understand? No, it's not all right with you. All of us need the word of God. See, watch this. A lot of time, while you feel that that's all right, you know who told you that was all right? Pride. You know, my pride always tell me I'm right. Now, I ain't say your pride. I didn't say that, Dilla Danny. I say my pride always tell me I'm right. My pride will tell me I'm right when I see the word tell me don't do it. But my pride said, no, no, but see, it's different when I do it. And my pride, your pride will blind you sometimes. Your pride will let you see everybody else fall. Because your pride already lied to you, say, you ain't got nothing. And then your pride will put blindfolds on you. But what I found out, if I get the plank out of my eye, only then I can see how to help my brother or my sister. But there's a lot of folk with the log in their eyes because they won't listen because ain't nothing for me. Oh, wow. No, 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 no. I got to get myself right. I got to watch out for me so I can help somebody else. See, the word of God say, take heed to yourself. Yeah, I'm interested in other folk, preacher. But you take heed to yourself before you can take care of the house of God. Because the enemy is going to want to entrap you. But I'm telling you, this is good. The word of God is good when we see it from the right perspective. Many times it's not that good because you don't see it from the right perspective. That's why I take my time. I take my time. And it ain't about no hooping and hollering and acting crazy and not giving you the word of God. Because my to-do list is not given to me by you or by her or by them. It's given to me by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost wrote the Bible. Am I right about it? Okay. Let him who stole steal no longer. Well, I know I'm saved, but I was one of a good thief, and I'm still stealing. No, my orders tell me now stop it. Yeah, you did it, but don't do it no more. But rather, what do I do, brother? Let him labor. Get a job. You stealing because you need some finances. Go to work, you'll get the finance. You won't have to steal. Working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Look how God will transform you. Oh, yeah. Ooh. I'm just excited about the word. I'm not going crazy. I got a little something right here. See, when I get into the word of God, I don't know all that God going to say. But God said, let me tell you something. If you start working, not only will you stop taking from somebody else, you'll have something to give somebody else. Huh? You can feed the poor. Huh? A sister, a brother may come and they say, you know what, I ain't got no gas money, but I wanted to come to the house of God. I didn't know whether I was going to make it, but I got here and the car wouldn't start no more because she would pass E, and I left my pocketbook home. Huh? That's all right. Huh? I got a little something. See, I'm not stealing no more. I got me a good job. I get a good paycheck. And you know what? I heard one Sunday in the word of God, when I see things, even with my finance, from God's perspective, I'm not taking, but I'm giving to somebody that's in need. Are you with me? Oh, God is speaking to us, Wanda. Amen. Amen. Come on, brother. Let him steal. Okay. Give me the next verse. Because I'm going to get to where I'm going, but I'm just browsing these. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Whoa. Well, you know now, if you make me mad, I'm going to give you some of them choice words. Well, okay, I understand now. Pastor, you understand? Yes. Yeah, I understand. You know why I understand? Because there's no good thing in the flesh. Your flesh didn't get saved, nor is your flesh eradicated. your flesh is housed in your body as the Holy Spirit is housed, and there's a war going on. The Holy Spirit is trying to get you to listen to pastor and the word of God to realize when I do that, now from the word of God, I don't supposed to do that because that don't bring glory to God. And here's the good thing. Once I know that and I want to get my to-do list filled so I can get some rewards, so I can get some crowns, and then I can cast them at my Savior's feet. So I see I cannot keep nursing my cursing spirit. I can't do it. Because God said, don't let it come out of me. It shouldn't have a free flow. Not out of a believer. And if it continue after hearing the word of God, a free flow out of me, no conviction, and I can tell why I said what I said, you may not be saved. See, we got to check out our salvation. Peter says, not that you may not know the things I'm talking about. He said, but as long as I'm in this body and serving the Lord, I'm going to stir you up. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we can hear cussing saints and don't say nothing to them, and they say, I'm still going to heaven. Well, I'm not saying you're not saved, but you got some instruction. Please don't y'all stone me. Somebody help me. If the man gonna preach it, don't sit there where he shaved me. And don't come to me and say, I heard one of the saints cussing. Saw one of the saints going by a local. Well, don't, if I can't do this, you won't help me. Well, keep your mouth closed. No, I'm serious. And I guess I'm tired too. 30 years of this. Okay. Am I on point? Okay, all right. See, y'all should have gave me my mic. I'm trying to put it all together because I'm used to having it there so I can move. But okay. Let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth, but what is what? Good for the what? Necessary edification. Watch this. When you and I use them choice words, guess what we are not trying to do? We are not trying to edify you. Edify, Sheila, has the idea of build you up in your faith. But if I'm cussing you out, I'm not trying to build you up. I'm trying to put you in your place. I'm trying to tear you down. But you know the sad thing about that, as a Christian now, why do that make you feel good? Well, yeah, if you have asked yourself as a Christian, why do that make you feel good? And you don't want to stop it. Why do that make you feel good? Now, I understand why it make the unsaved feel good. Hey, you may as well stop coming because Pastor Rich going to teach you. I'm going to tell you that. Ain't gonna be no, oh, Lord, yeah. Mm-hmm. That ain't gonna do nothing for you. Edification, watch this. Now, why is that? That it may impart grace to the hearer. Wow, wait a minute, God. God, you're telling me, as a believer, as a child of God, I should be interested when I talk to my brothers and sisters, I should have on my mind to impart grace unto them. You know, a lot of times we don't have that on our mind. Well, I want to lay you out. I say anything to you. No. Well, I got to go back. So give me the word, Pastor. I don't care if I don't want to hear it. Give it to me anyway. Because I love Jesus. Now, so what you're saying, at the forefront of my thoughts when I'm talking, I'm speaking, and even when I'm hot, I got to watch myself because I should have in my mind, it should be precious to me that I may impart grace to the hearer. He not only tell you what not to do, he tell you why not to do it, because you should be in the imparting grace business till you're here. Huh? And let me tell you something. If you got anybody sitting in here when I'm trying to teach this, and they'll tell you, well, you ain't got to do all that. That's a sin against God. A sin against the Holy Spirit. When you do that. See, all of us need that. Now you can sit there and look all whatever you want to look. They pushed that wrong button. Am I right about it? Amen, amen. And I know sometimes some folk get shocked with themselves. Man, I haven't cursed in years. Try to stay away from that. Was doing real good. But what they said to me, and they caught me at the wrong time, and blop, 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 the blop, blop, blop. Did that come out of me? It came out your flesh. When you got saved, your flesh didn't get saved. Amen, somebody. And some of y'all in here, you know you don't curse since you've been saved. Don't look at nobody else. Keep looking at me. Keep looking at me. I mean, that's the word, y'all. Now, if I'm talking off the wall, you look crazy. But when I'm telling you what the word, and I'm trying to expound, like you told Peter, if you love me, feed my people. Don't feed your stuff, Rich. Open that book up and feed the word of God. See, the word of God is not prepared by Peter. See, holy men spoke as the Holy Ghost moved them along. See, it's not up in the private interpretation. It's of the Holy Ghost. Let's say it together. The word of God is of the who? The word of God is by who? And the Holy Ghost is none other than who? I got a few said. Wait. It was kind of strong on this side. Let's say this again. The Holy Spirit is none other than who? The Holy Spirit is not an it, not an energy. He's none other than the sovereign God. Am I right about it? You got it? You feel it? And he wrote the scriptures. So that means God wrote the word of God. The apostles were, and the prophets, they were just ink pens used by the Holy Ghost. He picked them up and took and wrote what he wanted, and when he stopped, scripture stopped. Now, if they picked up something and wrote what they wanted, that ain't scripture. Ah, boy. Talk to us. Let me move on. Give me the next verse. And do not grieve. Now, underline and highlight this. The Holy Spirit who wrote and writing this through Paul, he is saying, I'm telling you all these things above what not to do because if you decide you're going to do them anyway after you have heard the spoken word, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now, you need to highlight that because it backs up what I said. The recipients of this word I say, folk, Ronnie. Now, if you say, Pastor, you know what you're talking about, there it is right there. See, the unsaved is not grieving the Holy Spirit. If any grieving is that you ain't received Christ, you ain't received that gospel. All he wants from you, if you're unsaved, is receive the gospel. But once you receive the gospel, that ain't all he wants from you. Not every day that you already saved, every day I'm receiving the gospel, I'm receiving the gospel, I'm receiving the gospel. He said, no, now that you're saved, be the lights of the world. Light up for me. Show up and show off my glory. Man, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Who am I? I'm sealed to the day of redemption. Why this is so important, if the Holy Spirit is telling me how to act, I need to kind of listen because he's the one who have his insignia on me. Huh? I'm sealed. And he's my guarantor. He guarantees that I'm going to heaven. Watch this. Why should I obey him, Big Mama? He guarantees. That's your guarantee that absent from the body, you're going to be with the Lord. If you ain't sealed with the Holy Ghost and you die, you don't have no insignia on you. You're not stamped for pickup by death angel. Talk to me, saints. Talk to me, scholars. Okay, let me move on so I can get where I want to go. Now, he said, now, I'm telling you something, I'm not through with you. He said, okay, now you realize if you decide you're going to do your own thing, you're going to break my heart. You're going to grieve me. Okay, but I got a few more things, and it's not an exhausted list. He says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be what? Kept on the forefront. Huh? Kept on the front burner of my life. Huh? Put away from you with all malice. See, there are some things I don't need to expose from my flesh. Shouldn't expose none of them, say. But he's telling us, put it away. Huh, you don't know why I'm bitter. I can bite rusty nails. I don't care about being saved, but I'm still nasty. Tell me about being bitterness. The pastor ain't gonna tell me about being. See, I don't like that. Not the way I teach you. All I'm doing is saying what God is saying. So you can't pull that one on me. But it sounds good to put it on me, don't it? Walk out the door. Tell me about cussing. I just laid some folk off before I came into church. I ain't really saved. I don't know whether I'm saved or not. Well, I give them a piece of my mind. Then you come in here and the Bible says, don't, no, 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 no. No, you keep that peace you got. Now, I know it may sound comical, but I'm serious. I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I'm trying to help all. I'm trying to help. See, folk lie to you, want to hurt you. Folk tell you the truth. I'm not your friend because I tell you the truth. I'm not your friend because I won't lie to you. I won't come up with some gimmick or some civil tongue stuff, but I just open up the Bible, put it on the screen, and expound on it. And I'm not your friend. He said, put it away. Did everybody hear that? Put it away. Should we put it away? Talk to me. That some of y'all ain't. Pastor, I ain't going to say nothing because I ain't going to put it away. Some of them. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something when you do that stuff, when you pull them stunts. That's all they are. They ain't hitting on nothing. They stunts. Let me tell you something. A lot of times folk won't listen to the pastor, but they'll listen to you. And so what they'll do, see, I see it all when I'm up here. I see certain things I say from the word of God or I preach, and I see some folk look at somebody to see do they amen it or see do they agree with it, that it's the word of God. So that means you got influence on somebody's life. But I'm going to tell you, it's a dangerous thing. See, God said, don't be many teachers. Don't be teaching people because they said, no. I don't care what the pastor say, you can do it. Well, I know you've been saved probably longer than the pastor, so I remember this, and I say this years ago. I remember Sister Drew from Calvary, an older saint of God. And I don't know what reason she kept watching me since I was at Calvary. I think people thought I was a little off or something. Came in there with a brim hat, a Mach 4 car, that long car. Even when I got ordained, Nixon was going to say, you still going to have a car, a Cadillac? Man, what that got to do with ordaining me, what I got? I worked and bought that. And embarrassed the pastor in front of the professor that was there. New Testament professor was on the board. And don't say that in here. What that got to do with kind of car? Is that one of the questions you're questioning me? Man, I'm telling you, y'all ain't heard the hair that I went, Rich went through. And I forgot what I was about to say. this is a bunch of foolishness. That's me. Okay. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away. Let's say it together. Be put away. Let's say it again.
Be put away.
From you.
From you.
Okay, here it is now. I can't make you put nothing away. Right? But it say, be put away from you. It's personal. My mama, my brother, my sister, they may not want to put theirs away. But I'm listening to this thing too. Now, don't you know all your children are not going to be as obedient as some? But normally, brothers and sisters, the ones that are disobedient to their parents normally have a hard time in life. Am I right about it? Okay, all right. I ain't going to get no help. I think some people, I tell you what, y'all put a list out there and on the door and say, Pastor, I want you to preach this, I want you to preach this, I want you to preach this. And this is how I want you to preach it. This is what I want you to say about that and not say about that. Put it out on the door. In my armor barrel, I'll take it and burn it. If still up there, when I get it, I will burn it. I got to make some of this stuff comical, y'all. I don't mean no harm. I'm not trying to be funny. But I got to survive. How many more years he let me have preaching the word of God? Is that all right? Yeah. Amen. See, what I like about the word of God, it ain't just for you. It whooped me first. I always tell y'all that. So God, I got a problem with this here. I said, I know you do. Work on it. Okay, work on it. Anybody got any problems? Huh? Okay. All right. All right. All right. Did we finish? Okay. Okay. Give me the next verse, Steve. 32. And watch this now. Be what? Be what? To who? All right. Be what? Be what? Watch this. Look at that. Even what? That's where I wanted to go. But I decided to expound a little bit because that's what my title, and I wanted to point that out. But I just want to see a little bit of the list. And that ain't the full list. That's not an exhausted list of to things God wants us to do. But I wanted to go here. And see, but this is a good one here. He says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. And then he put pressure on me right here. This is where God put pressure on me. He said, even as God in Christ have forgave you. So one of the things, here's the point. God is saying, don't forget when I ask you to forgive somebody else that I have forgiven you. And you see, right in the same book, it speaks about us mimicking Christ or acting like Christ, okay? But it amazed me how we love to be forgiven, but sometimes it's hard for us to forgive. I'm not saying what he's telling us is easy. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But whether it's hard to us or not, whether you need to realize, and I need to realize, he give us the power to obey him. That's the reason why he didn't give us this list. Watch this now, Sheila. Before he God deposit the Holy Spirit in us, the paraclete, the comforter. Also in the same book, it said, be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. So watch this now. God is saying, not only am I going to tell you to do these things, and I know they may be too hard for you to do in and of your energy of your flesh, he said, therefore, I'm going to tell you to do that because I know what power that's housed in you. Don't you know that me and you got almighty power living in us. And God says, don't just let him live there, obey him. Be ye filled. Be controlled. So in other words, trying to control myself to forgive, sometimes it's going to be hard. But when I know that 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 I'm born again, I know who lives inside of me. And when I get into that obedient spirit and yield the right away of my life to the Holy Spirit, then he can help me forgive folk who otherwise, without my paraclete, my helper, the one that's alongside of me, given to me by Christ, who told the disciples, go in the upper room and tarry. Why don't you wait? Because what I got for you to do here in Jerusalem, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth, you can't do it in the image of the flesh. You wait until I endow you with the Holy Ghost. But don't you dare tell me if you're born again. See, you can't be none of here if you don't have the Holy Ghost. You belong to somebody else. And you're right, you can't do it. But when you belong to God and you yield the right away to the Holy Ghost to fill you, control you, and lead you, guess who he gonna glorify? None other than our Savior, Jesus the Christ. So you see, I got a problem. More I learn about the Word of God, it cuts out my excuses when I know the biblical principles that allow me to do what God has commanded me to do, not through my might, not through my power, not through the energy of my flesh, but through the power of God Almighty, who have taken up residence inside of me. I just got to yield right away. I just got to get out of the way and let God control me. He said, everything I'm telling you to do, I've already given you the enablement to perform it. Now, what's your excuse? I know you may. Some of y'all may not like this kind of preaching, because this kind of preaching expose our ignorance, our want to do, and sometimes what it'll do too. Sometimes you'll stop getting amens with your junk you pull because somebody else got it. Say, I can't amen that. You've been amen, but I learned something Sunday. See, I'm trying to work with mine. Huh? See, before I wasn't even trying to work with mine. So, baby, I can amen you. Not only that, I'm going to throw a few choice words too. But you know what? I'm trying to yield the right away of my life to the Holy Ghost. I don't know how many more hours, how many more days, folk going away from me, that I got. But if the pastor want to teach me, want to feed me, I'm going to come and eat. And I want Jesus to see me eat. See, he's seated on the right hand of God. He said, I want to see the shepherd, the under shepherd, feeding the flock. But I'm sitting up high, looking down low. And I'm on that present too. But I want to see the flock eating the good food. Because I want to look at my Father. And when Satan, the accuser, is accusing the brethren and the sisters, they ain't going to eat it. They're not going to do it. They're going to keep on being the same. Jesus said, no, watch them. I see some now, because I don't just see the veneer. I see the heart. I see some now saying, I can't keep doing this and pleasing God. Now, I can keep on, but I won't bring them no glory. That's why I asked the question in the beginning. Are we here to glorify God? Do you want to give him some glory? Obedience is better than anything you can sacrifice. I'm being obedient because he said feed him. You look at Peter, he said, Peter, I'm a shepherd just like the rest of y'all. I'm a preacher too. Take the oversight. What am I going to do with it? Feed the flock of God. Who made you overseer? You know, that's another thing. If you know, same way I'm saying, but you know when you say, there's another thing for the preachers. If you know God has really called you, you didn't just take this upon yourself, you got a real call, you better do what God told you to do. Amen. All right. All right. Now that's this is beautiful. The brother Casey don't normally talk. But he's in here now. And the spirit, what's happened, the spirit is bearing witness. He just can't set on it. Now he's not gonna talk with something he don't agree with. I'm gonna tell you that right now. But anyway, let me move on. Okay, I got 3 points I want to hit, and then we how can we obey Paul when these things he's telling us to do? Number one, we must rejoice in the forgiveness that we ourselves have received. Now, this may seem like a little thing, but let's take our time a little bit. How many are glad that God forgave you? Amen, amen. How many are glad that God is still forgiving you, keeping you in fellowship? See, watch this. But sometime, you and I, with this head of ours, we get on this automatic thing. We know this stuff, but we don't rejoice in it. See, it's just like I said, Lord, I messed up. I messed up. I sinned, Lord. But 1 John 1:9 says what? If we what? Confess our sins. Faithful. Now, you and I got to rejoice in that. We got to know what we got in this forgiveness. We got to know we got complete forgiveness. We got to know. And see, God even saying, he said, look, I want the fellowship with you and me be open. I don't want nothing to come between me and you, even though you're saved, but you're sinning. How about confessing it? How about say the same thing? Don't get mad with the pastor preaching that. You say the same thing I say. And I like this. Because he said, I forgive you. Whoa. Wait a minute, God. Wait a minute, God. I got that kind of salvation. Yeah, man. I got that kind of forgiveness. Yeah, man. And look, not only that. There's some stuff you pull, you do. I ain't going to tell nobody. And they ain't got no business asking me intimate things about you. They don't know. They're trying to find out. And they praying, asking God to show me. I said, no. I'm not going to do that. You got that kind of forgiveness from me that not only that, I clean you up. And I like what the Holy Ghost, what God told Peter when he was about to go and witness to Cornelius. I like he said when he let down the sheet with all those creeping things in there. And he said, no, I don't eat this stuff. I'm a Jew. And God said, let me tell you something, Peter. I only brought this sheep down with this stuff in here just to make a point. And my point is, whatever I clean, don't you call dirty. Whatever I make clean, don't you call. See. When God make you clean, I don't care what nobody say about you. See, another thing, don't you care what they say, because what happened, you put their word above God's word. You're more concerned what they say than what does say the Lord. See, when you get a grip of this forgiveness you got, and some of us know we come from the guttermost to the uttermost. He did some forgiving with some of us. And some of folk will probably get mad with you now, knowing what God forgave you for. So keep your testimony to yourself. I'm right about it. Some folk just too weak for certain things. Oh, if I know that, man, I'm forgiven. Not only am I forgiven, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been made whiter than snow. I got a fellowship going on. I got some intimacy with my Savior. And my forgiveness like this. Whenever that intimacy that we got with him, even when I'm down here, I sin and break fellowship. His fellowship is so important to him. He said, come on to me. Confess that thing. I'm ready to clean you up. What? See, I missed my time with you. You are important to me. I don't care if you ain't important to nobody. You are important for Jesus. Jesus said, they didn't die for you. I died for you. Now watch this, y'all. Not only did I die for you, I'm praying for you. I'm interceding for you. That old slew for you. He'd come by every now and then and accuse the sister and accuse the brethren. And I look at my daddy. I said, Daddy, what about the blood? What about the blood? Because they love me, Jesus. And they ain't gonna hold that thing. They coming to the throne of God. They ain't gonna tell me about God I messed up. Big time. See, you got to rejoice in your forgiveness. Don't just act like it ain't nothing. But I'm forgiven and this and that. Man, no. Because you know we do some crazy stuff. You know done some crazy stuff since you've been saved. Amen, somebody. Amen, all of us. That's crazy stuff. Brother Jackson, you come over here and get this mic, man. All right. That's one of the things. We must rejoice in that forgiveness. Huh? When God forgave us, he removed the barrier that sin placed between us and him. So that fellowship is restored. Mm-mm. You remember Jesus told that parable about a man. That's in Matthew 18, 21 and 35. About how he was forgiven for his little. He was forgiven for something that was very costly. It's believed in our today's money, it would be close to $1 million. That he was forgiven for, but he wouldn't forgive the other man for about $50 worth of stuff, even in our day. That's found in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. So God is letting us know. God is making a point. Now, here's the point. The point, of course, is the more aware we are of the enormity of our own sins, it'll be easier to forgive somebody else. But not only that, our next verse, I'm not gonna go through all that, but I gave you the address. Y'all can go through it later. But my next point, we must be willing to surrender our attitude of victimhood and choose to never again be defined by what others have done to us. You be surprised at folk years ago, somebody treated him bad. And they've gotten saved. And they're still holding stuff. And part of who they are is defined with that mess they are holding and won't forgive. Part of their attitude, their action. You see what happened? Brother Ronan, why a lot of them hold that stuff? Because you know what they say? I'm going to tell you what they say in a nutshell. They say to themselves, I got a right because they did me wrong. Well, Christ, didn't he have a right? The Bible said all sin is against God. But see, right here, we surrender that and we turn it over to God. I'm going to tell you another thing why we won't turn some things over to God. We know how gracious he's been to us with all our mess. We get that Jonah attitude that he had with Nineveh. Because they were some nasty people. Skin folk and all that stuff. We get that attitude and say, Lord, I'm going to hold this thing against them. Because I know you're going to forgive them. I don't want them to be forgiven. Not realizing you are in disobedience because God is telling you to forgive as Christ forgave you. Also, you devaluing your own forgiveness and you're elevating how you won't forgive somebody else as though you've never been forgiven. See, the scriptures are talking about all of this. And people go from years and years, a lot of Christians. And they're all messed up. They're messed up. And they lock them, they incarcerate themselves within themselves because they can't get over it. You can't get over it because you won't forgive. Some won't forgive even as people ask them, forgive me. No, because this unforgiveness showed that I got some power. Let me tell you something. You and I don't have no power when God tells us to do something and we don't do that. Where is that power coming from? It's coming from the pits of hell, making you believe. See, disobeying God don't give you no power. God bless obedience. Y'all ain't with me, saints. I got one or two saints in here. There are people all right around you. They're in spiritual cages. And all it is, they won't forgive. And some of us won't even tell them, say, look, man, you need to forgive. I mean, I'm miserable watching you. And it's hard. It's hard because God say do it. See, there is some relief in obedience. There's some freedom in obedience. Here's the thing. What you're doing when you do that, you're turning them over to God. But I'm going to tell you something. We don't want to do that because sometimes we don't trust God with what he's going to do. Let it go. Let it go. We must be willing to surrender our attitude of victimhood and choose to never again be defined by what others have done to us. Well, you know, here I am, 80. And I remember when I was in elementary school, that teacher gave the block. You know, we had 30 people in the class, and 28 was on the block. That means you got a free lunch. She would never give it to me, and I ain't never forget it. Huh? Wait a minute. You got a good job. You're making pretty money. Got a beautiful home, beautiful family. Got more than most. When are you ever going to rejoice in that? Do you see what God did for you? No, but I'm held captive by yesterday. Y'all help me, saints. Y'all help me. Okay, and the next one is, we must take the wrong done to us and choose. It ain't easy. Choose to give it to God in faith that he will deal with it in his own time and his own way. You know, a lot of times, you know what the problem is? We don't want to say it wrong. But the saint now, I'm talking about the Christian. The problem is you don't trust God. You got that Jonah attitude. And some of y'all know enough about God. If I get to him, he ain't gonna do what I want him to do to him. What you want him to do? Save him? Then he stop. You want him saved, right? Hey, you're not talking. You want him born again? I want him to go to hell. That's really what I want. See, they stop wrong him. You want him saved, right? Silence come in there? No. You want revenge. But go ahead on and turn to Romans 12. Put that up. You got Romans 12, what, around about 17, somewhere like that, Steve? You got that? Did I give you that one? I want to call out something I didn't give you. Can you put it up for me? Let me see. Okay. All right, hold it. God said, "What? Look at this. Look at the word. Repay no one evil for what?" He's talking to saints now. Have regard for good things in the sight of all who? Now go to the next one, Steve. If it is possible, as much as depend on you, live peaceable with all men. Now there's some time it don't depend on you. All right? But what you can do, what the part depend on you, you do it. Okay? Now, next one. Beloved, Look what he called us, y'all. Look what God called us. Look what the Holy Ghost called you and me. Endearment. Beloved, do not avenge who? Yourselves. But rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Says who? The preacher. Says who? The deacon. Says who? God. Here's the thing, you won't give it up to God because you don't believe he'll do it. Or you ain't gonna like how he do it. Y'all ain't fooling me. Don't y'all trick me out there. Because y'all feel the pastor believe anything. Tell him anything. See, I don't want to say nothing and not give you the word of God on it. See, I said that I was going over this, but I wanted to take you and show you. Okay. All right. Keep moving. Is that it? Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, what? Feed him. Yeah, I'm going to feed him some poison. Feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Go ahead on. Do not be what? Overcome by evil. Hold it right there. God is saying that mess you got clogged up in you can overcome you. That mess become evil because I'm telling you to get rid of it, forgive that, and you say, you hold tight. He said, God said, I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to deliver you. I'm trying to get you to see that stuff is killing you. 80 years when you was in the first grade, now you still bitter after you've been redeemed by the blood of God. I can't help you with that. We got to obey God. I got to obey God. I can't tell you free to roam and hold stuff that the Holy Ghost say get rid of. Anybody in the house with me? Do not be overcome. And God said, let me tell you something. If you don't obey me, some of you guys are overcome now. You're shackled to your emotions. You are shackled to a defeatist attitude. And you don't even know why you're in chain, in slavery. He said, I came to set you free, but you got to obey me to walk in your freedom. Some of us haven't walked in our freedom in a long time. I want to free you this morning. And I want you to walk in it. I want you to walk and say, you know what? I gave it to God. Now see, I know God can't lie. God says, vengeance is mine. And let me tell you something. When you take vengeance, you are taking something. As a child of God, you are taking something that don't belong to you. You robbing God of his vengeance. He said, ain't yours, Ronnie. Ain't yours. Now you gonna tell God, yeah, it is. And then I guarantee if you do that, you're gonna have somebody come right alongside Ronan. That's right, Ronan. Come mind to mind too. Well, I might as well just set the Bible up, set myself, happy self down, and go to sleep because I'm tired. Do not be overcome. That's the key. See, God has a reason for the things he tells us to do. He don't want you to be overcome by evil. Don't you know evil can overcome a Christian down here? See, there's work to be done. I could have let so much evil. Man, when you were raised the way I was raised, on Skid Row, and the things I can go back and talk about. If I let that define me, I couldn't have stood here today. See, I'm not thinking I know what I'm talking about. I know. Because I got a genuine call on my life. And I love feeding the saints. And I want somebody to say, you know what? Now that I'm getting into this expository teaching that you're doing, Pastor, I don't want nothing else. Because I know I'm saved, first of all. So I want to know from the Bible what my Savior, my Lord, my soon coming deliverer, what do you want me to know? He don't want you to be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Wait a minute, Lord. Lord, that ain't easy. God, they doing me bad. And let me tell you something. This is for all of us. Don't look at nobody else. I've experienced this over and over again. Folk do you any kind of way. But you know what? If they ever need Pastor Ricks, I'm not lying, y'all. I'm telling the truth. They already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to help them. Am I right, Sister Joan? I'm not talking. I got proof. Huh? I had one brother tell me years ago, ain't no way, Pastor, I would do that. But then he caught himself. I ain't saying that the whole time because he was in on the conversation here at the phone call. He said, no, 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 no. And then he looked at me. I still ain't say nothing. Then he stopped for a while. He said, but that's what make you pastor. Because you're going to do it. You sure going to help him. In so many words, you ain't bit more. And when I say this, I know you ain't a bit more paying no attention to me what I'm saying, what I wouldn't do. But you say what you wouldn't do. Because he knew the whole situation. But I'm going to tell you something. But you know what it did for me, brothers? It kept me from being overtaken by evil. Had I been challenged in this ministry over and over again, where after somebody done me wrong, whether I'm going to help them or not, let me tell you something. At some point, I would have been overtaken, and I wouldn't have made it 30 years. Because somewhere down the line, I let evil down it. I disobeyed God, and I permitted evil to overcome me, overtake me. But when they would do me wrong, and I get the opportunity to do them good, I do them good with a smile. I go the extra mile because I don't want evil. If evil would have overtook me way back then when you and Doris decided to come here. So you didn't come right away. You visited and whatever. You knew what we were doing. But when you and Doris decided to come to be a member of this church, way back if I let that evil overtake me, I couldn't minister to you and your wife. I couldn't do it because I wouldn't have been here. And you would have saw my life so raggedy. And I know how you analyze things. Ain't no way, Doris, we going there. I can already tell you, he ain't right. Now, y'all got to know Danny. He ain't by himself. Yeah, let me stop meddling and let me move on. I gave you, how many points did I give y'all? Let me get the last one and get on out your way here. The last one. We must replace our destructive thoughts with God thoughts as found in the Word of God. Then God tell us your thoughts ain't mine. So when you tell people to do the opposite from the Word of God, realize, saints, that ain't God's thought. That's her thoughts or his thoughts. You tell me if you ain't doing it, you tell them to do what does say the Lord. Now, I ain't doing it, but I'm going to tell you to do it. Do that make sense? Wait a minute, when y'all ain't talking to me. I put it on the floor. Why I'm not getting no answer? Nobody answering that one. Let, I said that was the last one. Let me sit down. We must replace our destructive thoughts with God's thoughts as found in the Word of God. God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. For my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So he's saying, watch this. When you're thinking your thoughts and Pastor Rick's thinking his thoughts, I'm thinking on the low end of thought. Huh? God said, now, if you want to think high up the chain, you can't go no higher than my thoughts. But God, where are your thoughts found? In the Word of God. Huh? Put Maggie's scripture up there. You got that, Steve? Maggie, tell them what that is. Put that up there. Trust in the Lord. So if I'm giving you the Word of God, God say, trust in me. If pastor getting you jumped, don't trust it. I don't care who he is. Don't trust him. He won't ever open up the Bible. Because see, you go, if I give you the address, guess what you can do? You can go back home and get deeper. Sermon is not meant to be extra deep. So if you go home and get deeper, praise God. I want to whet your appetite, okay? But if I don't give you the Word of God, you ain't got nothing to go home to search the scriptures to see if those things that were said were true, as the Bereans. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your what? Own understanding. You see, we got to replace destructive thoughts with, that's your understanding. But we got to replace that, children of God, with the Word of God. We have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly handling or dividing the Word of God. We need to be thoroughly furnished with the Word of God. So if I know I need to be thoroughly bathed in the Word of God, Ronnie, and the pastor gonna do it, I'm gonna get right. Because I may not get no more when I leave here, especially if I'm not reading. I'm not listening to Jeremiah and all of them, Stanley. Some people do that, but I don't do that. You know, sometimes we try to rush God. I'm talking about myself now. I ain't talking about y'all. God said, that stuff don't work on me, Rick. You ain't going to pull none of that stuff. You're not going to rush me. I'm going to do what I want to do as long as I want to do it, when I want to do it, who I want to do it with, and you ain't got no say-so. You just keep doing what I told you to do. Okay. I'm through. I'm going to come on down anyhow. I got some more scriptures, but I guess that'll be too many to keep. I got some more written down, but